And welcome to the program. It is The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. It's 9:08 on this Friday Eve morning. Not that we're excited about the three-day weekend or anything, but we're a little excited about the three-day weekend and everything. So let's get the show rolling, shall we? We are first joined by Nita Culver. She is with the Wilderness Society, and she is based out of Denver, and we're talking about the Wilderness Society's 2015 report that highlights the need for some protection of some special lands around Colorado. Nita, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm hoping we can talk about some of these places. That would be a great place to visit as we're thinking about our Friday eve of the three-day weekend.
I'm thinking so, and we will definitely do that. So this week, Nita, we had dozens of folks who gathered at a site visit by federal officials to the Thompson Divide area. Aspen Daily News said about 40 people showed up at the peaceful protest as the White River National Forest Supervisor Scott Fitzwilliams discussed the Houston-based energy company's SG's interest to plan to drill in that area. So I'm not surprised the protesters showed up, are you?
No, I think people have been trying to protect this area for decades, and they really care, and this is exactly the reason we do reports like this, is to bring additional attention to places that have decisions that are coming up and really need some extra spotlight, and this just highlights why this place is so important and how many people care about it that they would show up.
Right. People are very passionate about this area of the state. So where exactly are we talking, Nita, for those who haven't been to the Thompson Divide area?
We're talking in the White River National Forest, so kind of heading west on 70 toward Glenwood Springs, up in the mountains there. And it's a place that, you know, is very valued to the local community, even though there is a lot of federal land as well. It's kind of part of a lot of people's lives and livelihood out there.
Absolutely. And what kind of money are we talking about? I mean, I know it generates a lot for the state, right?
In terms of oil and gas development, right now it's not.
In terms of recreational opportunities, I know that the recreational industry up in the Glenwood Springs area and
part. Yeah, we estimate about $30 million a year is contributed to the economy by outdoor recreation in this area. So there's a lot of what we would call above the ground value that also adds to the reason to keep this place protected and enjoyable, including for this weekend, of course, but for generations to come as well.
Sure, absolutely. And what happened back in 2003 that puts this area in jeopardy?
Well, in 2003, 25 oil and gas leases were sold in this area for just $2 an acre, I would note, so not exactly the best economic benefit for the American taxpayer either. And, you know, if these are developed, it will change the character of the area completely. The federal agencies, both the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, have realized that these leases were not issued legally and are right now in the process of deciding what to do about it. They actually have a chance to fix this mistake and go back to the way this place should be managed and has been managed.
So what's it going to take to fix it? I mean, can the BLM and the Forest Service just go back and nullify those leases, or how does that work?
They actually do have that authority. That's a lot to ask, but they do have that authority. Once they've acknowledged that they haven't issued valid leases, they actually do have that authority. So, you know, we're hoping to see them do the right thing here.
So what are some of the areas around the country that the Society's 2015 edition of Too Wild to Drill, where are some of the other places around the country that
Well, Colorado actually got two places. So in addition to the Thompson Divide, if you keep heading west, almost to the Utah border, we highlighted the Grand Junction area, which has hundreds of thousands of amazing wilderness quality lands that are wonderful for hiking and biking and enjoying the river, hunting, fishing. And that's another place that people in Colorado really value and around the region. And then we've also identified the Badger Two Medicine area in Montana, Desolation Canyon and the Bears Ears areas in Utah, and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska, because nobody can ever stop defending that place. We continually see legislation, we continually see attacks on this place that is, you know, accepted as vital for wildlife and was created for that purpose. So that's also made our list because we expect to see ongoing legislative attacks there and want to keep support for that place going as well.
Well, it sounds like the president highlighted some of that during his trip up to Alaska this week.
Yes, and you know, if we're talking about how to better manage our energy resources, probably one thing we don't need to do is look to drill places that are already protected or places that have higher value for, say, recreation, wildlife, wilderness. You know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, the $30 million we see with Thompson Divide. You know, nationally, we see the outdoor recreation industry, $646 billion. So in addition to being responsible to the environment, caring about wildlife, and enjoying these amazing places, we also have a very important economic reason for trying to protect all these places. So I think once you're in Alaska, you realize both how important it is for the place, but also in the bigger picture, too.
$646 billion, that's just a astonishing number. It really is.
It's not chump change. It's the real thing. You know, there's a lot of reasons to protect these places, and we consistently see poll after poll, including the most recent of the Colorado College polls that come out, the bipartisan college poll. We consistently see Westerners saying they want to protect places, they want to see better development, and then we also see that not only are they thinking with their hearts, but they're thinking with their common sense. We're leasing lands for $2 an acre when we have a $646 billion recreation industry to protect. There's a lot of good reasons, in addition to the amazing pictures in our report and how wonderful these places are when you visit them.
914 here at KRDO News Radio. Nita Culver is our guest. She's with the Wilderness Society, and we're going to be talking more about the Thompson Divide, the Grand Junction area, and some of the other places that are too wild to drill. More on the other side right here on KRDO News Radio. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ken Moon. If you're like me, saving energy is a big deal in your house. One of the biggest energy wasters, of course, are your windows. Replace those ugly old steel, aluminum, or wood windows now, because at Peak View Windows, they're on sale. Choose from the best brands like Amerimac, Simonton, or Sunrise, and save $60 a window when you order at least five. What a deal to get big-time summer and winter energy savings at your house and to give it a facelift at the same time. And you can choose from white or tan, vinyl or wood grain to match any interior or exterior decor. And wait, there's more good news. You can finance your new Peak View windows with no interest for 25 months with approved credit. So get new windows now while they're on sale from Peak View, the 2013 and 14 winner of the Angie's List Super Service Award for the Springs area. Call my friend Sean O'Loughlin and tell him you heard Ken Moon talk about the $60 off sale. Peak View Windows and Siding. Get the best from the best. New windows from Peak View, 393-PEAK. That's 393-7325.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here with a way to save you money. Do you know that your new carpet has a warranty that can last 20 years? Most carpet manufacturers have strict guidelines that must be followed or you void the warranty. The most common requirement is that you use a certified carpet cleaner and have proof of cleaning once every 12 to 18 months. If you do not have a receipt from a certified carpet cleaner, don't even bother to file a claim. Well, the good folks at Carpet Care Craftsman is one of the few carpet cleaning companies in Colorado Springs that have these credentials. So when you have Carpet Care Craftsmen clean your carpets, you can be assured that the job will be done right and your warranty will remain intact. Carpet Care Craftsmen also keep your records on file in case you need to file a claim. Folks, be smart and schedule your appointment today. Call 391-0623. That's 391-0623. Or visit CarpetCareCraftsman.com and tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
It's nice to be a priority, to know you matter, to know that you've been heard. And as one of my radio listeners, you are a priority. This is Jay Garvin's host of The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO. When you call me with a mortgage question, you talk to me personally, the owner of Garvin's Mortgage Group. Right now, we're experiencing historically low interest rates, and it's the perfect time to refinance your mortgage. Call me directly at 633-8483 or visit my website at radiomortgage.com.
Hi, I'm Darian with the Senior Tax Advisory Group. Join me for a fun educational workshop and dinner on September 22nd at 3 p.m. or September 24th at 6 p.m. Let me show you how Senior Tax Advisory Group is different. We are determined to be your one source for all of your retirement needs. Our team of professionals stand ready to assist you with phenomenal customer service. We have experts in the tax, legal, and financial areas of retirement. At this free educational workshop, our professionals will share with you valuable information on all of your retirement concerns. Our tax experts will even share with you details on what to do now before the end of the year for the best tax plan. Senior Tax Advisory Group is transforming retirement one client at a time. Call Senior Tax Advisory Group today at 645-8586 to reserve your space for this free educational workshop, and dinner. Our events fill up quickly, so call us at 645-8586 today or find us online at springstax.com.
This is KRDO's Morning News Extra, 9 to 10 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. And welcome back to the show, 918 here at KRDO News Radio. I'm Paul Richards, your host for The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. And we are thrilled to be joined by Anita Culver. She is with the Wilderness Society here in Colorado. Anita, once again, great to have you. I appreciate you taking the time. So how closely do you guys work with the BLM, the Forest Service, and all of these federal agencies that are in charge of all these lands?
We work with them quite a bit. We spend a lot of time, you know, we don't just write comments or send out, you know, reports. We spend a lot of time on the ground working directly with local communities and other groups, but also with the agencies. As we tell them, we have so many helpful and wonderful ideas for how things could be improved. So we spend a lot of time sharing them and, you know, showing the support for balancing energy and conservation. We think it's really important to show that side of it.
Sure. Do you also work with groups like, say, the El Pomar conservation group down here in Colorado Springs in our area? The Palmer Land Trust is what I was trying to get to.
Oh, I mean, we mainly work on federal land, so we do work in and around with the land trust. They, you know, are important players on keeping connectivity for wildlife and protecting other habitat as well out of federal ownership. So, yes, we do coordinate with land trust. I can't say I'm personally working with that land trust right now.
But you do work with land trust as a general policy.
Yeah, because, you know, what I've learned, even though I'm not a biologist, is that elk don't read signs or maps that well. So if you're going to manage to protect these incredible populations in places like the Thompson Divide, you got to really have the bigger picture. You know, we know that, for instance, those herds on the Thompson Divide come down and mix into some of the ranching areas for, you know, winter range and things like that. So it's really important to get the whole picture. And, again, that's another important part of working with local communities and helping the federal agencies see how these communities view their land and fitting in with the public land.
And so the BLM is reconsidering its management for the wilderness quality land and its resource management plan, which is expected to be wrapped up later this year, right? So what kind of input do you guys have on that, and what kind of difference can the public make?
In Grand Junction, they actually did finalize the plan last week. And, they didn't get it done before the report, but they got it done. And, you know, that's a place where, you know, we do, as we mentioned, we've identified, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres, about 400,000 acres of lands that are wilderness quality, and those lands simultaneously provide a lot of opportunities for hunting and fishing and biking and other types of recreation. Unfortunately, right now, the plan only protects 44,000 acres of these wilderness quality lands and hasn't really gone into the detail they need to protect these places from drilling or other types of irresponsible use. So where we are now with the public is the next phase where the agency will be implementing, they call it the plan, and looking for other opportunities to address these places. So the conversation is never over, and I expect we'll be moving forward with other avenues to protect some of these places for both the local community and regionally.
And what are some of the alternatives that are available to you?
Well, you know, there are certain decisions that are going to be made in this land use plan, but there are others in terms of how lands will be managed that can be made informally or in ongoing actual planning. Not only is the conversation never done from my perspective, but probably from the agency perspective, planning is never done. So they will be taking a closer look, for instance, at how motorized and non-motorized use is managed in the field office. So they call it travel planning, which sounds like, you know, you get in your car with your AAA map and you drive off, but it's really, again, looking at where do we have backcountry recreation, where do we have motorized, who uses what trail. And so that will be a really important opportunity as they're continuing to look at these ideas and also talking in specifics about some of the places that have wilderness qualities that the agency really didn't get a chance to look at during the land use planning process, but we expect to get another chance to look at that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you whether you were involved in the whole roadless versus motorized debate as well.
I don't know that we think of it as a debate as much as a there's room for everybody kind of idea. You know, in the plan as it is, there's very few places that are kind of managed for non-motorized use. So I think that's a balance issue that we're hoping, you know, the BLM will continue to make progress toward, you know, not just looking at where the motorized community wants to go, but also where do we need roads to access other places and where do we not need them, and those could be hiking trails or mountain bike trails or things like that. So a lot of people want to go a lot of places, but there's also a lot of room out there. So I think for us, it's not so much as a debate as a, you know, let's figure out how to best share this very large area.
And do you guys also work with the state legislature? Is there anything at the state level that can be done?
You know, on federal lands, it's more of a cooperative agreement, but, you know, the state does have programs to help protect wildlife habitat, and they cooperate with the federal agencies about helping to keep motorized use responsible. So, you know, we think that's an important partnership, too.
Right. There are a lot of places to get that information. So tell me a little bit about the Wilderness Society.
The Wilderness Society was formed in 1935, and we are the leading organization protecting our wild public lands. So our mission is to protect wilderness, but also to inspire Americans to care for our wild places, and that's a lot of what Too Wild to Trail is about. Is these are places that really deserve help now and really need help now because decisions are being made.
And you have 500,000 members at this point.
Yeah, 500,000 members and supporters, so we feel that, you know, we have a lot of reason to believe that we, like all of these polls, are on the right track here with trying to get to balance and trying to honor, you know, the generations of commitment to the West and ensuring that we continue to have these amazing wild public lands for people and animals and economies and everybody to benefit from.
So, and how can people get more information about how to join up?
Well, the best place to go is to our website, which easily enough is wilderness.org. And when you go to wilderness.org, you'll see a whole display on the Too Wild to Drill report. You can click through and spend some more time with the pictures. There are petitions to sign there as well to protect these places. And as some of these decisions start to move forward, so for instance, for those of us in Colorado, both the Rhone Plateau and Thompson Divide issues are still very much in the forefront. And they will be moving forward for additional public input, formal public input, later this fall. And at that time, we'll have additional information on our website, or if you join up, then we'll be telling you about it when it happens. And that's not to say people shouldn't be joining the BLM and the Forest Service in the field or talking to them in the meantime as well.
Absolutely. Well, Dana, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Some great news from you and the Wilderness Society this morning. We appreciate it. I hope we can do it again real soon.
That would be great. Thanks so much for having me, and enjoy the almost three-day weekend, almost being here.
We're waiting. We're waiting. Not that we're counting on or anything. But thanks, Dina. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.